Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to today's At Large Ad Hoc New Meeting Strategy Working Party call on Thursday, the 19th of November at 1500 UTC. On today's call, we have Baron Gillen, Alan Greenberg, Maureen Hilliard, Eduardo Diaz, Angela Scappuzzini, and Sylvester Bachelet. Myself, Isla Gruber. Sandra Hoferichter has joined us as well. And if I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Baron.
Thank you, Gisela. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining the meeting. Since we're already running about 5 minutes late, I'm just going to jump right into it. The agenda, Gisela, we don't have the agenda on the screen, actually.
The agenda is there. Agenda's there.
Okay. All right. The agenda. We'll first go through the action items, if any, from the last meeting. Do we have any action items from the last meeting, Gisela?
Baron Giesler here, no action items noted. Thank you.
Great, fantastic. This is going to be a good one. So we'll just jump right into point number three, reviewing the meetings A, B, and C. So what we're trying to do in this meeting is we're going to really look at the structure of the meeting. What we did was we got if you remember in our last meeting, we got the block schedule from Tanzania. So we've actually now populated that block schedule with ALAC for meeting A, B, and C. So if Gisela can help put up meeting A, we're going to go through it day by day, and you guys will have a look at it. It's basically the same thing that we had before, maybe a few sessions moved around, taking into account the public forums and the other sessions which are fixed on the schedule. But other than that, everything basically seems the same. But the difference between this schedule and the schedule that we discussed in the last meeting was this takes into account the lunch breaks and the coffee breaks. So it basically makes it a bit more realistic with regards to how the schedule would finally look. So I have a copy on my screen. I don't know if everyone can confirm that they have scroll capability so they can actually scroll back and forth on the document. So delving right into it, meeting A, which is the Marrakesh meeting, looking at day one, would be we're starting off on a Saturday. So what we did was we have the ALAC strategy session. You don't have any, Alan is saying he doesn't have any scrolling capability, Gisela.
Baron,
I do.
This is Gisela here, because you're a host. Sorry, there we go. Hang on. There. It should work now. Sorry, it's my computer.
Going off and on very quickly. Now it's off.
Okay, it's off.
There is no scrolling right now. Now it's there. Now it's on. Now it's there. Now it's gone. Now it's there. And it's sitting there. Thank you.
Is this document somewhere else that we can link to?
Eduardo, Gisela here. Sorry to interrupt. Just to note that the ones on the agenda page are not the latest ones because Baron has sent them through. So I'm busy uploading on the agenda page the latest ones. It will just take a few moments longer with my computer. Sorry about that.
Are you sure? Are you sure it's the computer and not you?
Okay, Gisela, the one that is
on the... Early, yes.
Okay, Gisela, the one that I see on the screen is the latest one for meeting A. That's the correct one.
Baron, yes, correct. Gisela here. That is the one that you sent through earlier, which hasn't been uploaded on the meeting page yet.
Oh, okay.
On its way.
All right. It's on the screen. The one I'm seeing on the screen is the correct one for meeting A. So we'll go ahead with that one while you upload on the wiki, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. I'm
correct.
A bit confused. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. So looking at the schedule, we have the first day we have strategies for session, basically most of the day in the beginning of the morning and the whole of the afternoon right after the coffee break. So in between we have two working group sessions. So what we did, as you all remember, we now don't have concurrent working groups happening since we have people attached to different working groups. So we tried by all means to have all the working groups run separately so people can actually attend each of the working group sessions that they choose to attend. Just to also give you a quick synopsis of what I have in Meeting A, I have 7 working group slots. And also in Meeting A, we have all the RALO meetings running. Let's remember that this Marrakesh meeting falls into financial year 16 and doesn't have funding for General Assembly, so there won't be a General Assembly. So what we do have is we have 7 slots for working groups. So I left those working groups open because we need to now finalize or choose the working groups based on those that are active and those that generally request for meetings at the ICANN meeting, request for sessions at the ICANN meeting. So that we will have to finalize and discuss. But basically we have 7 slots for working groups. And we have 5 slots for the RALO regional meetings, which we will be looking at later on through the schedule. Another thing I wanted to bring up quickly is if you look at the sessions have now been set up into 75-minute slots. And one of the things we discussed, myself and the staff, was that the 75-minute slots are going to be an hour session, is a suggestion, which... I want you guys to give me your feedback on because we've realized, and the staff has also brought this up, that most of the sessions run into each other and people sit and wait for other people to come in and out of the room. So if the session is a 75-minute session, the suggestion is we use the extra 15 minutes for going in and coming out of the room. So basically, if we have a 75-minute session, 7.5 minutes will be used at the beginning of the session to prepare for the sessions, and 7.5 minutes will be used at the end of the session to basically vacate the room, move people around before the next session comes in. So that's one of the suggestions. So I have Alan hand it up. Alan, please go ahead.
Can I ask for an explanation of why the first session is 90 minutes then?
Okay. That is how the block schedule was given to me. I have the... I think the reason that's done is during the course of the week, there are other sessions, other fixed sessions on the meeting schedule that are actually 1.5 hours long, such as the opening, president's opening session and all the opening ceremony and things like that. So I believe that's why that 1.5 hours is carried forward, but it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be a fixed 1.5 hours at the beginning. Does that answer your question, Alan?
Sure. The answer is because. Okay.
All right. So the Saturday sessions, I'm sure you guys know that it was introduced in the last meeting in Dublin. And so I basically carried it forward because I think maybe it's something we might want to continue doing. But again, that's feedback from you to let me know whether that is something you want to continue. So moving on to Sunday, I don't know if there's anyone that wants to come in on Saturday, or maybe I'll just go through it quickly and then I'll get some feedback at the end. I think that would be quicker and much better for time. So on Sunday, we have the ALAC Regional Leadership, and we have that for the 2 sessions, 1 session and then a coffee break and then another session. And then the next session is the ALAC with the ALAC Board Director, which was suggested in the last meeting that we had, that maybe we should have a one-on-one with our own board director. So that's scheduled for another 75-minute slot. Then we also have the regional secretariat meeting. That is the RALO regional secretariat meeting that comes after that. And then we have another RALO, the first RALO regional meeting on that Sunday. Eduardo's hand is up. Eduardo, go ahead. You have...
Thank you. This is Eduardo for the record. I have a question about this meeting with the ALAC board directors. Mm-hmm. 75 minutes is a long time. I'm not sure Adam, maybe you can answer this, but, you know, will be that a lot of time to be with the ELAC board director? I'm curious why 75 minutes and not like an hour or something like that.
Thank well, you. Since 75 minutes is an hour, based on what Baran has been saying, it is only an hour, not 75 minutes, or, you know, maybe 65, but it's certainly not 75. Mm-hmm. And I would be delighted if we have an hour of substantive discussion with the director, since that's our main interface with the board.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I remember seven and a half before, 7.5 after, make 15 minutes for 60, 75. Thank you so much. Bye.
Yes. There you go, Eduardo. Okay, thank you. Moving along to Monday. Monday schedule, we have two fixed slots that we can't really move around, so we work around it. So we initially thought that the public forum was going to be, in the initial schedule, the public forum was going to be right after the president's opening remarks and the welcome ceremony, but it was moved to the end of the day. So that sandwiches our outreach day right in the middle of everything. And that is a bit tricky. So basically, we're looking at outreach from, say, 10:30 or 11 o'clock, if we do have have that coffee break, 11 o'clock to 5 o'clock, give or take, or 4:30. We basically have to be back by 4:30 to start to be in time for the public forum at 4:45. So that's currently what we have, which is like a five-hour slot, which I think is like 5 or 5.5 hours, which is more than enough, I believe, for the outreach that we have if we do leave on time and come back on time. But yeah, but the idea was it was supposed to be at the end, but then the public forum has now been moved back to the evening rather than right after the opening session. So that takes us to Tuesday, and I have Eduardo's hand is up. Eduardo, go ahead. Yeah.
Thank you. Let me mute this. Question about the outreach. Are we the only ones doing outreach that day? You know, what is going to happen in parallel with the other SOs and ACs? They're going to have their own meeting during that time, or are we the only ones doing outreach? That's my question. Thanks.
That's a very good question. Actually, if you look at the schedule on the other column, we have the main room. Now, one of the things that we discussed with the meeting team was they have high interest topics running on that morning, and that's a concern because if you're running high interest topics and then we're out doing outreach, then we're going to miss most of the discussions that are happening. So this was brought to the attention of the meeting team, whom we met yesterday, and their understanding was the outreach would be done on Saturday or Sunday. But initially, if you remember, our first draft of the meeting actually had outreach on a Saturday or Sunday, but then there was a concern that schools would be closed, offices would be closed, and really access to the people who we would be doing outreach to would probably not be possible. So this has been relayed to the meeting team, and this is something that they will take into consideration.
Can I have a follow-up?
Yes, please go ahead, Eduardo, and then right after you, I'll have
I just want to understand this. So can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes,
so
I got it.
These high-interest topics are happening at that time. Does that mean that will be the only meetings happening at that time, or other people will have other meetings happening during these high-interest topics? You know.
Okay. All right. The answer to that is the people who would potentially be having these meetings haven't yet submitted their draft. So we really don't know yet what will be happening with other people. So if you look at the schedule, the people who have actually submitted are the people who have actually been factored into the schedule, which are the GAC and I believe the SAC and the GNSO. But in this case, they are not factored here because most of what they're doing is quite generic.
Okay, thank you.
So they haven't submitted anything. So they haven't really submitted anything for Tuesday or Sunday or Saturday. So the days that they've submitted something for, we will, once we move along with the schedule, you will see what they have sorted in on those days for themselves.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. I see Sandra has a question, and then Vanda's hand is up. So I'll just read Sandra's question in the chat, and then I'll give Vanda the floor. So Sandra says, are we not supposed to participate in the high-interest topic? I believe this would be important as it provides time for interaction with the other community. So I think I have answered that question in that we have put this across to the meeting team that the time to do the outreach can only be on a Monday or a day, or a day that is during the week. That's the time that we can actually reach out to the people who we want to do the outreach for. Vanda, please go ahead. You have the floor, and then I'll read Alan's question in the chat. Vanda, are you with us? I think maybe we may have lost Vanda. I'm going to go ahead, and then Vanda, whenever she comes back on, she can take the floor and ask the question that she wants to ask. Okay, Sandra has another question in the chat. I thought we used Meeting B for outreach, but not the others. I believe there was also a request from the from Aziz and team and the Afralo team that they also wanted to do some outreach. So they were quite vocal about this. That is why we actually blocked out some time for outreach for Meeting A. But yes, Meeting C doesn't have any outreach, for example. And yes, Meeting B is specifically for outreach. Is everyone hearing me? Hello? I feel like I'm talking to myself. Oh, okay, great.
No, I'm hearing you. I can hear you too.
It just went really quiet, so I wasn't sure whether everyone was hearing me. Okay, so Sandra, that's the reason why we have outreach for Meeting A, but it might not be something that will stay, but it is unique to this meeting. Okay, so Vanda has put her question in the chat. We'll put my point here. During Monday morning, normally, there is a hot topic of the time always. Outreach may be inside, or all will be outside. Yes, I think this is the same concern that Sandra has brought up. So perhaps a suggestion could be moving the outreach to a Tuesday. That's also a suggestion. Maybe perhaps not having to have it on a Monday, because if Monday is such a critical day, let's look at another day in the week that we can move the outreach to, that might not necessarily hurt the rest of what our schedule or what it is that we have to do. So any thoughts on that? Eduardo, please go ahead.
Yes, I was going to say Tuesday looks like a good time. I mean, I don't know what's next, to what's happening in parallel to that, but there's no high interest topic at that point, you know, during the that day. You know, I agree that part of putting the high interest topics is to interact, you know, I agree with Sandra, that, you know, most of us who want to go to hear those interest topics. Tuesday, I don't know what's going to happen next, you know, like at the same time we're working, but I'm not sure what that intra-community working session constituting / stakeholder groups meet title is, you know, next
okay.
to our
All
meeting.
Right.
Thank
okay,
you.
Actually, that is what everyone else will be doing. So when the meeting team, that's what they had slotted in for Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday. But we actually have a breakdown of the schedule. We are one of the only, that I know of, the only AC or SO that actually has a breakdown of the days that we want, what we want to do on each specific day. Some people just have one line that says inter-community work. So that is why that line is there. That is for everyone else. But for us, we actually have ours broken down into time slots.
Okay, so this is Eduardo again.
Yeah.
So the intra means between, no? Just to be clear. Intra is within the actual community, not between.
Yes, it's within
okay.
the actual AC. Yeah.
Okay, Tuesday,
yes, I like your suggestion. I think, and Vanda is also confirming that as well. She's also agreeing with the Tuesday. So Heidi's asking how many hours are needed for the outreach. I was thinking more around 5 hours. I don't know what everyone else thinks, but that's the block I was using, taking into account traveling to get there and coming back, plus or minus an hour or an hour and a half. So we're looking at about a face-to-face of maybe 3.5 hours or so, or 4 hours. That's what I'm thinking. So I don't know what everyone else is thinking. So could we do then 2 to 7 for a Tuesday? So I guess, yes, we could go back and move things around. We could move things around for the Tuesday and put in the, or you mean for the Monday, 2 to 7? No, we're trying to get away from the Monday, Heidi, for high interest. We don't want to lose the high interest topic for Monday. So maybe we're going to move things around and move the outreach down to Tuesday and see how we can work around the working groups, maybe lose one or two working groups in favor of the outreach. So I think it might just work. It might just work out, yeah. So that's for the Tuesday. So I guess we're kind of jumping the gun here because we've now moved all the way down to the Tuesday. So the Tuesday would look more like in the morning we would have maybe 2 regional meetings, and then right after the morning sessions at 12 we're out, or 12:30 we're out for outreach the whole day, and then we get back maybe by 5:30, and then we have an hour break and then have the showcase. I think that sounds great. Yes. Yes, Eduardo says okay. So yeah, so and then we still won't lose the high interest topic, so we'll move our we'll leave those blanks, the high interest topics, we'll move them over to our side as well for the Monday, so we won't lose out on any of that. So I think everyone will be happy with that, Sandra and everyone else that has a concern with that. Excellent. Great. So that takes us to Wednesday. So we'll lose about 2 working group slots, so we'll end up with about 5 working group slots for this meeting. But I still think that would be more than enough based on the number of active working groups that we currently have. But maybe moving the schedule around, we might be able to squeeze in one more. So looking at Wednesday, we have 2 working groups in the morning sessions, one before the coffee break and one after the coffee break. And then we have ALAC with the board. Now, let me just say the reason I put ALAC with the board all the way to Wednesday was during the course of the meetings that we've had, there was a concern that maybe we're meeting the board too early in the meeting, in the ICANN meeting, I mean. So maybe we need to push it towards the end where we would have done a lot of work, a lot of face-to-face, a lot of policy work, a lot of strategizing, and we actually have positions and we actually have fixed questions or discussion points that we want to have with the board. That would be towards the end of the meeting. So that's why I pushed it to Wednesday. I know the next question would be, how do you know whether the board will be available? Well, the meeting team have said that let us put out what we want, and then they will see how they can factor in what we want into the schedule. If it's not going to be possible, we would have to do some shifting around, of course, but at least let's put it out there what we want and let them know that this is what we want, and then from there they'll be able to sort of work around it and see the best thing for us. Now, just before I give Eduardo the floor, just to give you an idea of what the other SOs and ACs are looking at, if you scroll over to the right for Wednesday, you would see that you would see what is happening with the GNSO and what is happening with other. I believe there's another room on the Global Domains Division. I believe that's what is there, the GNS. So these are some of the things that are happening in line with what is happening with us on Wednesday. Eduardo, please go ahead. You have the floor. But before you do, please, Eduardo, let me just read off what Heidi has in the AC. A couple of points. Depending on where you go for outreach in Marrakesh, the traffic back might be bad. That means you might be late for the start of the showcase. So we will take that into account, Heidi, when we actually decide where we're going to go for the show, for the outreach. So maybe we might not want to go out too far and possibly stay as close to the venue as possible. And the second point Heidi is bringing up is, the outreach activities also include engagement activities, or will this be a separate activity? No, that's actually my mistake. It should be outreach and engagement. not just outreach. So Eduardo, please go ahead. You have the floor.
I just want to mention about the ALAC with the board later day Wednesday. Really can be any time before that, because by that time we already should have formulated questions for the board. Because, you know, really what you have before that is two working groups. It's not the ALAC. The ALAC already met before. So, you know, it can be, what I'm saying, it can be moved up in the morning. And I don't see why. Thank you. In other words, you have a very good flexibility there.
Yes, of course. We can move it up or down. But I think there was also a point by Tanzanika that the board will be meeting the community, I believe, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So that's why I stuck to those days. So, I mean, I think any time in those days might be flexible, but I just basically chose that slot. But it can be moved around. It's not cast in stone. Please go ahead, Eduardo.
And the other thing is the ALAC wrap-up. For the ALAC wrap-ups, usually it takes more than an hour, at least from my experience. Maybe we want to give it a little more time. I don't know, Alan, it's your call. Because really, it's only an hour. Thank you.
Okay, I'll come in, and then maybe Alan can come in, or Alan can come in, and then I can come in. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, may I suggest we finish going through the agenda? We're well over half through the meeting, and there's going to be questions. I have five already. Let's go through the agenda. Let's go through the whole meeting and then hold questions. Otherwise, we're not even going to get through it. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. I think that's a fantastic idea. Welcome aboard. Barak has just joined us. Yes, for the ALAC and the board, then we have another Railway Regional meeting, and then we have the ALAC wrap-up at the end. Just to say that the reason that the wrap-up is so short is because I believe we have so much time discussing everything. It shouldn't really be. We have so many strategy sessions. We have the Railway leadership slots as well. So I just thought maybe we didn't really need that much time to wrap up everything. But if it is something that we have to have maybe for a 2 or 1.5 hour slot, we could always bunch those two together at the bottom and take out the Railway Regional meeting and move it to somewhere else if it is a concern. So that takes us to our last and final day for meeting A, which is on Thursday, the 10th. And the first two slots for that meeting is the cross-community working groups. Now, this is a general cross-community working group, like I explained in the last meeting, and it basically has to do with the CCWGs and the CCWGIGs, the CWGs. So this might not necessarily carry through throughout the year to the other meetings because some of this work will have probably completed. But there would also maybe be other cross-community work that would be going on. So this is where the inter comes in, as Eduardo was asking. So any SOAC work that we want to do could easily be sorted into this if all of the other work, cross-community working groups work has been completed. And then we have the ALT meeting. Now, this is a bit tricky because I know the ALT meeting should actually come after the public forum, but it's actually supposed to come after the public forum, but we're just waiting for some finalization from the meeting team because we have the public forum, and then we have tea break and the continuation of the public forum, and then we have the public board meeting and then the wrap-up cocktail. But we've been told by the meeting team that they're trying to see if they can move the board meeting up to the morning session. Now, if that happens, then that would create a space for the ALT, which I know would still not be in enough time. So I'm waiting. If you have any suggestions on how I could give the ALT at least another extra hour, I'm open to any suggestions because I have black media and I can't seem to think of anywhere to basically grab another hour to give to them. So that's the closing of meeting A. Maybe perhaps have a few questions, or should I just go ahead and delve right into meeting B?
That's two questions. I think this is the crucial one of today.
Alan?
Sorry, I pushed the wrong button. I think we should do questions right now on meeting A, and I certainly have a whole bunch of them. Questions and statements. Okay. Am I on now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay. A couple of observations as you've been going through this. In Dublin, the ALAC and regional leaders had a total of 20 and a half hours to meet with other groups, to meet with ICANN staff, and to work on deliberations or whatever it is we wanted to work on. If you add up all the hours right now and exclude the transition times, we have slightly under 7 hours. That's a third as much. That means we are going to have to cut down very significantly on meeting with other parts of ICANN. Otherwise, we'll have 0 hours to actually do any work. And bringing 28 or 27 people from halfway around the world to meet face-to-face and then not actually have any meetings, I consider somewhat problematic. So I think we need to think about that. There has been no discussion yet on both the CWG and the CCWG, both of which are likely to have significant schedules added to Marrakesh. I don't believe either of them have considered when, and it's not intuitively clear that they will all fit on the one in the one part that we are calling intergroups. There are other inters between other than CCWGs that may be fitting in, so I think we're going to have some significant turmoil there. Third point is the RALO meetings are scheduled separately here with nothing against them. Again, we have that implies at any given time 80% of the people that we're bringing to meetings have effectively nothing to go to. So I think that's somewhat problematic. And lastly, as you mentioned, the ALT has gone from what used to be 3 hours to 1 hour with no chance with meeting with the people that we want to meet with. I think we're setting ourselves up for not having a particularly useful meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. I'm a bit confused about your 20-plus hours for meeting with other parts of ICANN. Doesn't that happen usually during the course of the hours? Is it the ALAC work or the ALAC with the RALO leadership that we bring in people from different parts of ICANN?
Typically, and if you look at the Dublin schedule, where we added an extra day, so it was higher than normal, and we had about 20 hours of time on Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, and the wrap-up on Thursday. If you add up those corresponding times now, we have a little bit under 7 hours. So I'm just pointing it out. Baron, it's not you and the group's fault. I mean, this is the schedule we're trying to work to. I'm just pointing out that we're going to have very significant fewer hours to do our various things, in both meet within the ALAC and regional leaders and with other people that we want to talk to than we have in the past, and certainly a lot less than Dublin.
Okay. Well, another thing that has actually significantly eaten up the schedule is also the breaks. We have 30-minute coffee breaks in the morning, another 15 in the afternoon, and an hour and a half of lunch.
Yep.
So that's an extra hour or hour and a half that has been taken out of the schedule that was actually already could have been available for something else. So that's also something to factor in. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just pointing these out. I'm not putting blame on or saying it's not going to be manageable.
It's
just such a radical change that this is going to be interesting.
Yeah. With the CCWG hours, I was thinking more of the high interest topics would actually take that into account as well, because probably some of the high interest topics would be the transition, and maybe some would also be slots for the CCWG.
Well, there's certainly going to be public sessions. There's certainly going to be public sessions, okay, which are high interest sessions. I'm talking about working meetings for the members and participants. I can't imagine we're going to be meeting face to face and ignoring them. So somewhere they're going to pop up.
Yes.
To Gisela's chagrin.
But I think it's still pretty early in the maybe when it gets closer to maybe submitting the schedule, we would know what they're thinking and where they would want, how or when they would want to meet, and then that would help us to basically fit that into our schedule and make sure there aren't any clashing, because I do understand that we have a lot of our members that are actually very active in those working groups. Heidi, that won't be the case in Marrakesh. Oh, okay, you mean Maureen is saying that we're always exhausted during the meeting, particularly in Dublin. Yes, so we're trying to, that's why we also have all these coffee breaks, and we're trying to make sure that the closing is at the latest maybe 6 or 6.30 at most. So we're, and then the, as you notice as well that the startup isn't 7 a.m., it's 9 a.m. So that could also contribute to the dwindling number of hours that Alan has highlighted. I don't think I have anyone else's hand up. No more questions for meeting A. We'll jump over to meeting C. We have just about 20 minutes for this meeting. Gisela, I don't know, would it be possible to, I don't know if we could get another 10 or 15 minutes added to the time? Just asking. But perhaps we could look into that. But if we can get meeting B up on the screen, that would be great, so we can go into meeting B. Thank you, Gisela. Okay, great. So we have meeting B on the screen. Now, meeting B is a four-day meeting, as you all know, in Panama. It's, I believe we've this is the meeting that we've gone through the most, so it should be getting more familiar by now. So the first day of meeting B, we have the plenary, which is the one with David Olive and Steve Crocker will have remarks, and then there'll be maybe someone speaking from that region. It will be about an hour and a half. It will be like a making welcome ceremony, so to speak. So that will happen from 9 to 10.30. And then we would have the outreach and engagement for the rest of the day. So that would be going out and basically we'll choose a place and we go there and have a outreach and engagement with this particular group of people. So another thing to bear in mind is, a bus will be made available for us by the meeting team for that outreach and engagement. And then that brings us to day two, which is intra-community work that is within at large. And we have the cross-regional strategy exchange, which is between RALO, and that will happen first thing in the morning on Tuesday. My days are getting mixed up. And then we'll have a coffee break, and then after that we'll start ALAC policy work one, a lunch break and ALAC policy work two, and then we'll have two working group meetings at the end of that day to close off the day. Now, day three, we have working group meetings most of the day, and then we have the ALAC policy wrap-up at the end of the day, and then a regional showcase. Day four, which is on Thursday, we have ALAC with the board, which I slotted in from 8 to 9 because I couldn't find anywhere else to put it. Please tell me if it is something that needs to be had. If it's not necessary, we could take it out. That's just a suggestion because we didn't have anything with the board prior to this. And then we have some cross-community work happening with the two slots, and then we have the ALT wrap-up at the end of the day. So that's meeting B. Do we have any questions or comments for meeting B? Alan is suggesting that 15 minutes before and after this for transition might be too much. But the 15 minutes can also be used as maybe buffer for if discussions maybe go a bit overboard, we could add it to the time. Possibly, just a suggestion. But then Heidi did say that people usually might come late or people are coming in waiting for the room, so that that buffer is there basically to allow for the transition between the rooms. So Alan, please go ahead. You have the floor.
Yeah, thank you. Unless everyone in ICANN says we will stop a meeting 7 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever before the formal ending period, there's no point in us allocating a buffer for that. So I would suggest that the buffer should be at the beginning of the meeting, you know, that is accepting the fact that meetings start at 10 past the hour if it's scheduled for the hour or something like that. But we can work out those details. But, you know, if you're allowing the time for people to come from other meetings, you can't presume other people are ending early to allow for it unless it's generally agreed across the whole organization.
No, this was just a suggestion. It's not something that's been generally agreed. The suggestion here is for the 75-minute slots are actually the fixed slots for the session. So how we use the 75 minutes is exactly up to us. It's really not something that's been agreed across the board. Are there any other comments for meeting B? And we can move on to meeting C. Okay, so Gisela, please put up meeting C. Okay, Vanda says the meeting B looks good in general. So, Alan, you do have that number of hours for the ALT. We will work to see how best we can get you your two and a half, 3 hours slots for the ALT for meeting A. Okay, so looking at meeting C, it's pretty much like meeting A, except it doesn't have outreach. Just going right into it. So we have the strategy sessions again, the working group meetings, and then the close of the strategy sessions at the end. Then pretty much the same thing with Sunday, with the regional leadership, meeting with the board director, and then a working group meeting, and then a Railo regional meeting. I note what Alan said about the Railo regional meeting, so perhaps the concern of actually having them concurrently might not necessarily be such a bad idea. Maybe we might have to eventually have them, or some of them, concurrently to allow for the schedule to open up for other stuff to happen, so we could have more one-on-one with other parts of ICANN. So that's just a suggestion, something that we should possibly consider. We have Monday, we have the opening session. Let's remember meeting C is the AGM. So we'll have a full-blown opening session, the president's remarks. Then, again, I believe the same suggestion we had with Eduardo, or what Eduardo suggested, was to, with the high interest topics. Now, here I needed some help because I'm not sure whether we want to have any policy discussions separate from the strategy session and the regional leadership meeting for meeting C. So this is just something that we put up here and to sort of see what the feedback is with the rest of the group. But if the feedback is that the high interest topics basically need to come in, then we would move those over to those slots. And then we have the public forum at the end. And then for Tuesday is mostly cross-community work happening. And then we have a general assembly slot for a period of about 4.5 hours from 1:30 to 5 o'clock for the general assembly for meeting C. And then we have, right after the general assembly, we have a 30-minute break, and then we have the showcase at the end. Wednesday, we start with a working group meeting, a Railo regional meeting, and then we have ALAC with the board. Then we have ALAC with an SO or an AT. So this is just something I put there because there was a concern that we weren't having much time face-to-face with other parts of the community. So this is the 75-minute slot that I put in there. It could be broken down into two slots, or it could be used for one SO or AT. And then we have another regional meeting. In this meeting as well, we have 5 regional meetings happening, and we have 6 working group slots in this meeting. So the Thursday, which is day 6, would have working group meetings in the morning, a regional Railo secretariat meeting. Then we have the public forums and the public board meeting following that, and the wrap-up cocktail at the end. So Friday, we will have the ALT meeting for 2 hours. It could start at 7, maybe to allow it be a three-hour slot for Friday morning, end at 10, and then you have the ALAC development session, which takes into, which brings in the new incoming ALAC members and the current ALAC members for the whole day. That's the Friday session. And that's the end of day 7 and the end of meeting C. I don't see any hands up. Do we have any comments? I see Heidi is putting in the chat, still talking about the transition time and also suggesting that we could likely cover 2 RALO meetings at the same time if necessary. I think that might be something that we should look at, Heidi. And that would free up some space for more time with the rest of the community, which is a concern that Alan brought up. Do you have any comments on anyone for meeting C? So meeting C, no outreach happening. We have 5 RALO meetings happening, and we have 6 working group slots. No one has any feedback on meeting C. Okay. So we'll move on to the next point in the agenda, which is the timeline for the Marrakesh schedule. Now, this is just to sort of put into perspective what we're looking at with regards to timelines as to how much time we have to decide or how much time we have to put our schedule together and basically move forward with certain things. So we have up until the 1st of February is when the schedule closes and there won't be any further changes. But up until the 18th of January, we will be able to submit, or staff will be able to submit the session, so we'll still be able to move stuff around. So perhaps what we need to do is meet again, but before we meet again, possibly since the first meeting of this meeting strategy would be meeting A, we would need to meet. I have scheduled a meeting with the Afralo group who have created an organizing committee. And what this committee will be able to basically help us, and we'll be more informed with regards to. Thank you, Gisela, for putting this production schedule up. So the organizing committee would be more informed as to how they would want to do first the outreach and engagement, second the other slots in the schedule that they would want to do some sessions that they would want to run during the course of the meeting. So hopefully once I start meeting with this group, it would really help me to balance out things with regards to how the Marrakesh meeting would be finalized. And then hopefully from there, by then, we would be able to get more feedback from the rest of the ACs and SOs. And through more meetings with the meeting team, we would be able to finalize our schedule, taking into account the cross-community work, the high-interest topics, as well as the local organizing committee for the Marrakesh meeting. So the plan is, instead of having another meeting in the next couple of weeks, we would have a meeting in 3 weeks' time, which would allow us time to be able to gather all this information together and be able to feed it back into the schedule. But also, I would take into account the comments that I have, that we have received from this session, and then be able to factor that into the schedule. And I'll share that on the list and put it on the wiki as well by the end of this week, and would really appreciate more comments. And hopefully we'll be able to have something to show the ALAC during the ALAC call next week, and possibly be able to sort of have a finalized version of the at-large schedule before the end of next week. Are there any comments or questions? None. And we finish on time. That's shocking. So the next meeting will be scheduled for the 10th of December. So rather than scheduling the 3rd, you would schedule it on the 10th to allow for more time. Thank you, Eduardo. To allow for more time to be able to gather all this information and be able to have a final schedule that we will be able to put on the wiki and get you to look at. So thank you, everyone, for listening to me drone on for an hour. Thank you all. So I guess that brings the meeting to an end.
Thank you. This is one. All right. See you the next time.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you. The meeting has been adjourned and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call.